Thank you, Ryan. This is pleasant music, isn't it?
I've never heard more pleasant music.
All right. We were talking before about Bob Ross, the artist.
Yeah.
Did you used to watch him when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah. Even in school, like, they would put him on during our lunchtime sometimes, and we marveled at what he could achieve.
Well, Felix Auer also marveled at the Bob Ross works because Felix is the creator of 2-Inch Brush. It's a website that showcases each and every one of Bob Ross's Joy of Painting masterpieces. How many are there, Felix?
Hi. There are 403 paintings and 403 episodes.
So one painting per episode. That's what Bob Ross did every day.
Yes, yeah. But he actually made 3 of them for every show and 10,000 more.
Oh, he did, yeah.
I guess my first question...
At least that's what they say. Yeah.
Felix, our first question would be why? Why have you done this?
Well, I discovered Bob Ross 2 years ago when they did the marathon for his birthday. And then I started painting. But the problem is, if you want to watch a new episode, you have to go to YouTube and click through it and watch the episode and check if you like the painting, check if you have the colors, and so on, and so on. And since I'm basically a guy with a computer that likes to solve problems, I solved this problem and built a database.
This is crazy.
Yeah. And you had never heard of him or seen him until just a few years ago. You had no idea he even existed, huh?
No, this whole Bob Ross phenomenon isn't really a thing here in Europe. So it was a great revelation when I discovered him because, well, you know, everybody loves it, and so did I.
Yeah.
He's been dead for almost 20 years, hasn't he?
Yes, almost as long as I have been alive.
Isn't that weird?
Long.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know that long.
We watched them. I guess I wasn't thinking that it was in other countries. We just watched him because we didn't have cable television back then, and there wasn't too much to watch. And he had his crazy afro,
yeah.
And he was really good at what he did.
Yeah, it's really just as easy.
You know, sometimes he'd be doing Felix, I'm sure you've seen this. He'll be doing a painting, almost always a landscape. And it'll look beautiful, yeah. And then he'll put his brush in, and he'll put something to the canvas, and I'll go, oh, no, you're going to ruin it. Don't do it. And then all of a sudden, it becomes like a whole, like a mountain or a tree, and you go, no, it made it better. He does that all the time.
Yeah, it takes courage to put the last trees in.
Yeah.
It's so funny you say that, Bill, because I remember watching it thinking, just leave it how it is because it's beautiful right now. And you would think he'd ruin it, but no, he didn't ruin anything. And this website, 2-Inch Brush, where does it get its name?
Well, if you watch Bob Ross, you know that he often works with a so-called 2-inch brush. And it's a rather large brush, but as we all know, it's not about the size of the brush, but how you paint with it.
That's
what she said.
The truest thing that's ever been said. Yep. Yep. So what do you expect will happen,
right.
Felix? What's the end goal with this?
Well, there is no end goal, to be honest. It was just a fun little project that got way over my head, to be honest.
What's the response been? Are people loving it?
Totally. I mean, I'm having a radio with some guys across the globe at the moment.
Right. Well, we saw this.
Featured in Turkish news and Greece, Mexico, all over the world.
When we saw this, both Wendy and I said the same thing. This is a guy that was appreciated, but not a household name. Like, every time somebody says his name, I'm like, why do I know Bob Ross? Is that, the painting guy on TV. He made it look so easy. He was so talented, but he made it look so easy, didn't he?
Yes, but it is just as easy.
Is it? Do you think it is? Yeah.
Well, maybe not that easy, but it's not hard. Let's put it like this.
He's had such a resurgence with all the young kids today. Like, I have teenage boys who totally know who he is because all of his episodes have come back on Netflix. It's just so bizarre that he's been gone for like 20 years, over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was heartbroken when I found out.
Oh, yeah, that would have been something. You just discovered him. It would have been nice for you to meet him.
Mm.
We have a listener.
And then, bam, he's dead.
All right, we have a listener who wants to jump into the conversation. Is your name Brixen?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Brixen.
Good to talk to you, Wendy.
You as well. We're talking to Felix Auer, the creator of Two Inch Brush. You can go to his website and see each and every one of those 403 Joy of Painting masterpieces by Bob Ross.
I'm going to bookmark that when I get back to my computer. Hey, where's this guy from? I love his accent.
Where are you from, Felix?
Austria.
I would have said France. I love it.
Is that all you called about, Brixen?
No, I got two fast facts for you guys, and you can give it a googs, as the kids say.
Give it a googs.
We'll do that. What
give
is
it? A googs. The first fact is he was a drill sergeant, believe it or not. I jerk you not. He was a drill sergeant in the Marines. And number two, he hated his afro, but it became so iconic with him, the producers and his management said you cannot shave the afro. True fact, my friend.
How about that? Well, thanks, Brixen. Appreciate it.
You got it, buddy. Keep it up.
All right, thank you.
Hey, how do I find you after you get off? I can't.
You can go to the stream. Excuse me, Felix. We stream the last hour of our show, and you can go to WGNradio.com. And, Felix, you can listen to us, too.
Sure.
That would be fun. I'm looking that Bob Ross actually had straight hair. And
what did he do to it?
And as Brixen said, he thought he could save money on haircuts, so he let his hair grow. He got a perm and decided he would never need a haircut again. He hated it so much. And then, as Brixen said, producers loved it and said you can never change your hair.
How about that? I'm surprised kids don't dress like him for Halloween.
That'd I bet good, they do.
It'd be an easy Halloween costume. Wouldn't it?
They even sell a painting costume on Amazon.
Do they really? That's beautiful. Holding up like a palette and stuff with paints on it? That's excellent. Felix, I'm sure you noticed this. He had a way of painting not just a beautiful scene, but it often included like mist and clouds and stuff. There was so much depth to his work.
Yeah.
How do you achieve that? I always marveled at the fact that all he would have to do is move the paintbrush across the canvas and all of a sudden it had mist and stuff. I don't know how you do that.
Well, the paint is really wet. It's oil.
Yeah.
So it's super easy to blend it. And it really only takes three hairs and some air and you have beautiful clouds.
He was on the air from 1982 through 1994. Ross filmed more than 400 episodes of The Joy of Painting, but most viewers weren't tuning in to paint alongside him. They were just watching Bob Ross be Bob Ross, and that's true. Did you, Bill, you never tried to paint anything, did you?
I did, and I could never come close to what he was doing. Like, he just made it look so easy. When I'd try to emulate it, it just wouldn't even come close.
Well, we will...
Really?
Oh, here's a fun fact. He sold over 20 million albums with his band, The Supremes, Wendy.
That's Diana Ross.
Oh, Diana Ross. I apologize.
Good
I'm sorry,
God.
Felix. I'm reading the wrong page.
All right. Well, in the words of Bob Ross, let's end this interview with a little Bob-ism. I would like everybody to have a happy little tree in their lives.
Mm. Beautiful.
Felix, thank you so much. 2inchbrush.com is the website. Go check it out because it's pretty amazing. 403 Joy of Painting masterpieces by Bob Ross. And this is the creator on the line with us, Felix Auer from Austria. Thank you so much and good luck.
Thank you for having me.
Take care, Felix.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Have a nice day.
Bye. In Austria, you always say that twice. That's customary in Austria. Thank you for having me. You wait, you say it again.
He thought I was a guy.
He did. You picked that up?
Right away.
Yeah.
I couldn't really focus on the interview
That's
after that.
That's all right.
Like, what do you expect to do with this, Felix? Well, I'm talking to two guys from across the pond right now.
Randy, he's off by one. You're not going to give it to him? Come on, he missed by one. So what? We'll take a quick break. And then two of your favorite guys on the radio, Bill and Wendy, WGN.